I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. At least 10 customers reported paying over $29,000 each to Affordable Kitchens and Baths in St. Peter's for remodeling work that was never completed, with communication ceasing shortly after payments were made. Police believe more victims may exist and have encouraged others to come forward. The business, now no longer operational, is under investigation, and its owner Brittany Callier and manager Lonnie Walker face 10 felony charges for theft. A judge has ordered fingerprinting and raised the bond from $5,000 to $50,000. No court date has been set yet. St. Charles County is seeking to fill around 64 job openings across 30 departments and will host a job fair on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Missouri Job Center of St. Charles County in St. Peter's. Available positions include police officers, 911 dispatchers, park staff, office clerk, and IT roles. County officials cite the area's continued growth as a reason for increasing numbers of job opportunities. Perks include competitive pay, strong benefits, a supportive work environment. No resume is needed to attend, and applicants do not have to reside in the county. More information is available on the county's website. The city of St. Peter's is launching four major stormwater improvement projects in 2025 to strengthen its infrastructure and reduce the risks of flooding and erosion during severe weather. These upgrades will enhance both gray infrastructure, gutters, drains, and pipes, and green infrastructure, creeks and basins, to better manage rainwater flow. Projects include repairs and redesigns on Fairfax Drive, larger pipes and inlets on Hermitage, creek stabilization along Colby Drive, and widened drainage channels in the Parkdale-Blackwood area. These efforts to protect property and public spaces, with some traffic and construction impacts expected as work progresses through 2026. In early April, the Missouri House passed Missouri House Bill 328, which proposes lowering the minimum age to obtain a concealed carry permit from 19 to 18. The bill also aims to expand where permit holders can carry firearms, allowing them on public transportation, excluding Amtrak, and in churches, both currently prohibited. Sponsored by Republican Representative Tim Taylor of District 48, the bill passed the House on March 27 and was sent to the Senate for consideration on April 10. If approved, the law would take effect on August 28. A similar measure failed in the House last year. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.